I like wiener.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Hey, truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. If you want to know whether I'm telling the truth or not, just ask them. Every night here until 1 o'clock and 4 a.m. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com. We have live streaming video of the show. And it is on Phil TV in HD there at philhenryshow.com. And also, visit our shop. We've got a lot of merchandise in there. We've got a brand new Phil Henry Show t-shirts, and we got our coffee mugs. In fact, I'm drinking a little Joe with the Phil Henry Show coffee mug right now, and other things. So we're going to have on the program tonight a couple of interesting topics, one of which has to do with dating services. Dating services and the, you know, the idea that at least in one instance, and possibly more, women are complaining about the way they're being treated on these dating on dates having been set up by these dating services. Are they being assaulted? Are they being, God forbid, raped? Now, we're going to have a man on here in a moment, Christopher Norton, who accessed one of these dating services, Coastline Matches, and was accused of sexual battery, and he is countersuing. And we'll find out what that is about. Larry Grover later on. We'll be talking about free speech in the Westboro Baptist Church. And our affiliate spotlight tonight, WTAR 850 AM in Norfolk, Virginia, and in Buffalo, New York, WWKB 1520 AM. In fact, we just had a moment ago there, bud, some...
Yeah, it looked like the Buffalo Bills or something.
I don't know why, but I got a wild hair and I put on some old Buffalo Bill highlights.
Man, black and white?
Sorry. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Getting on to this one particular dating service, this is not the one we're going to be talking about tonight, but it's called Match.com. You've heard of it. A Los Angeles entertainment executive says she was sexually assaulted by a man she met on Match.com, filed a lawsuit on Wednesday asking that the popular dating site start screening its members for sexual predators. Boy, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, they do it for everybody else.
Here is an attorney for the woman in question, Mark L. Webb, telling reporters that it's the duty of the dating site to protect users from predators.
Match.com is a business, and like any business, for profit, along with the product and the service, they have responsibility. It's our position that their responsibility should include some basic screening when there are sexual offenders that are on their site using it for prey.
I'm going to get on the line, Chris Norton, and I, Mr. Norton is a 28-year-old telemarketing telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. You don't consider yourself a sexual predator, do you, Mr. Norton?
No, sir. I'm not a sexual predator at all. I mean, I was an individual who was using the website best way I knew how, which was Coastline Matches. And it was what was going on with, you know, my situation.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And you met a woman on this website, right?
Well, yes, sir. I think it's important to understand that I am, I don't use Match or dating services, I guess you call them. I don't use them that much. In fact, I don't use them at all. It was the first time I ever used one. And
why did you use it?
Well, I mean, I just want to try it out. I mean, a lot of women I date, I've been out with them, and I've dated with them, and I sort of just want to move on, try something else, you know, just see what else is out there. And because I had been, you know, dating sort of the same women, not really the same women, but the same type of women. You know,
well, what do you mean, same type of women? So you had dates, you didn't?
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, so you didn't use this dating service because you were working so hard. Like a lot of people, they don't have time for social life.
Well, I mean, I do work hard too, you know, but I do, you know, I feel like I, you know, try to make time for my social life, so I do date, and a lot of women have, you know, been out with me, and I've been told that I'm, you know, I mean, I don't want to be egotistical, I've been told, like, you know, I've really gotten very attractive, so...
You've been told you're attractive?
Yes, sir.
And, all right, so what do you need a dating service?
Well, I don't need a dating service. I don't need a dating service at all, and that was one of the parts of the lawsuit that I was going to file. If you want to get to that,
well, I want to find out what happened on the date that you went out on with a young woman whose name obviously is being withheld. This was with Coastline Matches, and she claims sexual battery. And you talked to police, and you were charged, and you were released on your own recognizance. I understand there's a court date coming up.
if you're talking about the sexual battery, I suppose, but there is another court date coming up, and that's the one that is going to be in the courtroom of my lawsuit. And
I don't want to talk about the lawsuit just yet. We will.
Well, I'm countersuing her, and I'm countersuing.
I don't want to talk about that just yet. I want to just know, is this true? The facts, as I just told you, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, that was what she claimed, but it's a lie. And I have it in my lawsuit. I've got the lawsuit right here that I can...
No, I don't want to hear just yet, okay? All right, so here is this girl's claim that what?
Well, I mean, what happened was that she sexually assaulted me, you know, and...
She sexually assaulted you. I know that you're claiming that. Did you... she says that you kissed her, roughly, in an unwanted manner.
Well, first of all, I have to explain, Mr. Henry, to any man listening, to you perhaps, I don't know, but... yeah, this is pretty standard, and I don't think, you know, I'm talking out of school, that when, you know, any movie you've ever seen, you'll see where a man will, and women, you know, many women do enjoy to have it, you know, sort of rough, or they like to be aggressive, you know, to have aggressively taken. But she told me that I was very handsome, so I thought that that was an entree to kiss her, and so at the end of the date, I did what you've seen many times in the movies. I grabbed her by her shoulders, and I pulled her toward me, and I told her, you know, that you know you want it, is what I said.
You know you want it.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's, I pulled her, and I just pressed her mouth against mine. I mean, that's been the movies. You can ask anybody around, or ask, you know, people have seen that. And
well, something that's been in the movies, you're talking about this kind of aggressive way that a man grabs a woman.
Yes, sir. I mean, you've seen that many, many times. Many movies where a man will, or he'll slap a woman and say, you shut up or something, you know, because she's being hysterical, and then he'll grab her and kiss her, and this is pretty much what happened. I mean, I said to her, you know you want it, and I pulled her and I kissed her, and she fought me, just like, you know, you will see. And,
all right, and in the movies, when a guy does that, grabs a woman by the shoulders and says, you know, whatever he says, then he kisses her and she fights him, then gradually in the movies, she succumbs or she relents and she embraces him, etc.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And
did that happen?
The only reason why that didn't happen is because her father came out and, you know, saw it and started... You know, talking to me like I was a piece of dirt, and so I just told her that ended that. I wasn't going to see her again. And next thing I knew, I had the police at my front door. And I really think that if a woman is disappointed in the fact that I'm not going to go out with her, or that I've decided that I won't go out with her again, she doesn't have to call police. And that's what I really think happened there. You know,
you don't think she called the police because you grabbed her by the shoulders and very roughly pulled her toward you and kissed her, and she was trying to fight you off, and eventually the only reason why you relented is because her father came out?
Let me just explain something, Mr. Henry. If you've ever seen...
You know, I'm interested in you just telling me your personal opinion about this. You keep telling me about the movies...
Mr. Henry, if you've ever seen in any basic movie, which is acceptable standard, if you've ever seen, a man will grab a woman and tell her, you know, you love me or you want it or something, and then, you know, just pull her and kiss her. Most recently, I saw, I forget which one it was, but it was like a very recent movie, it did that. Okay, and I get arrested for sexual battery. Now, the sexual assault that occurred to me...
Yeah, tell me about that. Where were you sexually assaulted?
I was sexually assaulted by her when she said that when I told her, she told me that I was handsome. And
why do you call that a sexual assault?
Because she would not... Sir, I'm not in a courtroom here.
No, I know you're not in a courtroom. I'm trying to get to the bottom here of how it is you figure you were sexually assaulted. See, we live in a society now where a woman will say to a man, no thank you, and push him away or whatever, and that's the end of the story. You're basing your behavior and the acceptability of your behavior on movies. And
No, I'm not on movies. I mean, that is a reflection of real life. Women, the reason why they show that in a movie, where a woman will turn away from a guy and the guy will grab her and pull her around by the shoulder, is because it is reflecting, it's how it is in real life.
And I got to tell you something. I don't know if I've ever seen that happen in real life. I could be, you know, wrong.
Well, that's how women want an aggressive man. Women want a real man. You know,
that's a really dangerous point of view, Chris.
Why is that?
Because of the fact that, you know, when you say women want a real man, women want an aggressive man, you've got this attitude, my brother, that is going back 40, 50 years in some cases, that just doesn't work anymore. That's what was the entree to sexual assault, okay? That was the entree to absolutely no respect for women. That's the entree to rape. And for you to say, I've seen in movies where a guy grabs a woman and wheels her around.
Well, you know exactly the movies I'm talking about, right?
I've seen them, yeah. They're older movies. I don't think I've ever seen anything current.
Well, then you're not watching movies. Where a man will grab a woman and just say, hey, you know you want it, and he'll kiss her. I've seen Matt Damon in movies like that. I've seen a lot of them. You know, and
well, whether or not Matt Damon does it, let's talk about what's legal. And what's legal is getting the consent of a woman before you kiss her or anything else. And if you don't, and you grab her and you wheel her around and you do all of these things.
Well, you know, you're trying to humiliate me because I'm... First of all, I told you at the beginning, I told your producer that I am sassy. I do have sexual energy. You know?
No, you told my producer you got sexual energy, yeah.
All right, so women are going to be attracted to my sexuality. And when I grabbed her and wheeled her around and kissed her and I said, you want it, for her father to come out and interrupt that, she never would have called the police on me, I don't think.
If her father had not come out and interrupted that kiss, would you have stopped even if she was fighting you and pushing you away?
She would not have fought me. She would have then gone, yeah, and then she would have...
She would have what?
Well, whatever you called it, I mean...
Relented, she would have succumbed, she would have...
Yes, sir, yeah, she would have been more... She would have, you know, wanted it, you know. But her father came out, and she got all indignant about that.
So your lawsuit is sexual. You say she sexually assaulted you by telling you how handsome you were, thus making you think that she, quote, wanted it. And then when you kiss her, she pushes you away, her father comes out, and the cops are there. It's an interesting case. Have you followed this thing, this Match.com?
No, sir. I don't use dating services. And the only reason why I use this is because I just want to see what's out there. I mean, I want to make it clear to your audience and to the people that are listening right now that I don't, you know, I'm not some loser, you know.
And you're not a loser, huh? I mean, you're a guy that has to grab a woman, wheel her around, as you put it, kiss her forcefully on the lips because that's what she wants. And she will succumb to your needs. And yet that isn't quite what happened. And so I think you need to take a better and longer and stronger look at this.
No, Mr. Henry, what I said in my lawsuit was that I was being aggressive and sassy and using my sexual energy and giving her a good hard aggressive kiss. And if her father had not come out on a Porsche, then probably we would have wound up having sex.
You would have had sex with her that night.
Yes, sir, I am sure of that.
All right, 877-876-7445, the number here in the Phil Henry Show. Your phone calls for our guest, Chris Norton. What do you make of his lawsuit against this woman and this Coastline Matches? If a woman says you're handsome, does that warrant a rough kiss? If a woman says you're handsome, that basically say, go ahead and kiss me even though I, you know, tell you to get off me. Does this sound like a sexual assault? He was cited for sexual battery, for which he's going to be in court soon. 877-876-7445, these dating services, which, by the way, this guy says he doesn't really need them because he is very handsome and very popular, but he thought he'd try this one out to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
877-876-7445. Welcome and good evening, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There's a couple of lawsuits and at least two arrests around dating websites. Match.com, a woman has alleged a sexual assault. Coastline Matches, a woman has alleged a sexual assault. We have the man who was charged in that particular instance, who's countersuing. His name is Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California. Our number is 877-876-7445. My question for you, Chris, is, you know, you say that you grabbed this girl and you kissed her the way you've seen in the movies. And
well, I don't need hold on for a minute, sir. I don't need the movies to tell me how it be. I'm saying that's what I've done so that you would understand, because I do run into a lot of men, you know, who don't understand how women are treat a woman. And so I'm trying to give
you're trying to give me some information?
Excuse me, sir, but if I could finish.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to give not only you but your male listeners some information on how women, while they do say they want to be respected and everything, I'm sure they do, and I, you know, don't doubt that, they also want to have a man, a real man, who's going to, you know, grab them and kiss them and everything. And so what I done was, she said that you're very handsome, which I knew because I've been told that a lot. And at the end of the night, I grab her and pull her toward me and kiss her, and that's when she starts to fight me. But like in a life, you've ever seen in a movie.
What is this thing with the movie? Are you telling me that this is the only way that I can relate?
Yes, sir. I mean, what I'm saying is I don't need the movie. I'm just saying for you and for the men listening to your audience, if you've seen a movie, a woman will press a guy and press away from a guy and press away from a guy, and then finally, last minute, she goes, yeah, or however you want to say it. You know?
She gives in.
Yes, sir.
All right. The crazy thing about this, Chris, is, and I'm going to get to a phone call here and a lot of stuff that I want to do, you know, is that you don't understand what I'm trying to say to you, that when she says no and she's pressing away from you and she doesn't want you there and her father comes out and you say, well, if her father hadn't come out, she would have relented and enjoyed the kiss. I want to ask you something. How do you think, if you had a sister, do you have any sisters?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, if you had a sister, how would you feel about her being treated that way?
It was my sister, and she comes from my family. My sister would enjoy it. I mean, my sister would understand that's how you say to a man, you know, yeah, you know, give it me, or however you want to say. So my sister would enjoy it.
Your sister would enjoy a guy grabbing her and pulling her toward him and kissing her, even as she pushed him away.
Yes, yeah, because that's what we're talking about, is that how she's.
I don't even know what to say to what you're saying. You're saying that she would enjoy that.
What we're talking about is a woman who wants a strong man, that's all. And I was being strong because of my sexual energy.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call here on the line from Raleigh, North Carolina, is John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Yes,
and
sir.
I just want to say a couple of things real quick. Number one, Chris, you're a jerk. I will agree with one thing you said, though, that if that had happened on the front porch and, you know, and it was my daughter, I had come out on the front porch as a father, you are correct. The police would have been called because you would be charging me with assault because I would have beat you to a bloody pulp. I am a strong man, and I have never had to force myself on a woman to get anything from them. All that shows me is that you're a jerk. You don't know what a strong man is, because a strong man is one that has respect. So that's
you say you're a strong man. I mean, I guess I gotta take your word for it. I'm here saying that I gave her what she wanted. And if you've ever seen the movies where some women do just to see how strong you are.
This is not a Hollywood movie.
I know it's not a Hollywood movie. I'm trying to explain to you.
Then quit referring to it. It don't matter what they do in Hollywood. It matters what they do in real life.
What I'm saying is, I know it's not Hollywood. I know that. But I'm saying for you, Mr. Henry,
I'm older than you. Okay. I've been married 3 times. I've got 5 children. I've dated a hell of a lot more women than you have. I know what sexual energy is.
I've been with like 10,000 women, man. You got to be?
You're right.
God.
And how do you know I haven't, brother?
Phil Hendry.
You've been married, that's how I know.
Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876. Get that. I'm giving a phone number, man.
Hey, Mr. Henry, if I could make one final point here.
No, we're into a new segment here, Chris, so hold on. 877-876-PHIL here. We have Chris Norton on the line with us, and we're talking about this young man, Mr. Norton, was involved in a sexual battery. Now, you don't doubt that you were arrested by the police.
No, I don't doubt that. I mean, but I do doubt the legal standing that the police have.
You know, well, you heard the last man say that if you encountered a father, okay, if you encountered a man who was actually going to do something like, I don't know who this father was, this girl's father, why he didn't do something more than just shoo you off the porch.
Well, I mean, that right there is the point. I was, he came out and sort of said, well, what are you doing? And that's why I turned and I left. But I could very easily have told him to mind his own business. But I decided I had respect. Because I do have respect. And I think one of the things I have not got, especially on your program and other programs I've been on, is I have not gotten respect.
You haven't gotten any respect?
No, I haven't. And I gave that man respect because I easily could have told him, hey, old man, go back in the house. I'm putting the moves on your daughter.
And what do you think a father is going to think when a guy says to him, hey, old man, go back in the house, I'm putting the moves on your daughter?
I mean, I think that most fathers are probably going to feel like, well, I was intruding on their privacy. What was that noise I heard outside? They go outside to see their daughter, a young man, or having a kiss. And we'll probably go back inside, respect and privacy, my sexual energy and the sexuality that I have was, I knew was going to take over. But I needed more time, And when the old man came out on the porch, I decided I would go ahead and have respect for him.
Well, why didn't you say, hey, old man, go back in the house?
Because I wanted to have respect, because no one gives me no respect.
This doesn't matter. Add up. You're telling me that if the old man had not come out, this girl in this aggressive way as you did, because you've seen it happen in the movies.
Well, Mr. Henry, first of all, it happens in the movies all the time, and nobody ever says that that's a bad thing. And then I do it in real life, and I've been arrested, and I've been hauled in a jail, and I've been, told I'm a sexual battery, And this is only because I was going out on a date on a matchmaking service, just to give them my business and just to see, what else is out there,
And well, again, you're not listening to what people are saying, man. It may be in the movies that guys grab girls and kiss them aggressively all the time. That may be the case. But it doesn't happen in real life, and if it does...
Yes, it does happen in real life.
All right, and if it does, and you do it to the wrong woman, you get a sexual battery charge, as you did. Now you're telling me that the father coming out on the porch, you would have said, hey, old man, go back in the house, you're invading my privacy. What makes you think the guy isn't going to come back out with a gun?
I don't think, Mr. Henry...
What makes you think the father is going to come back out with a baseball bat? What makes you think that the father is going to take your advice, go back in the house, and not just turn around like that last guy said, and beat you down?
Mr. Henry, again, I want to point out, I'm involved in a countersuit,
I know about your countersuit here, Chris. I'm asking you a question. What makes you think, and we'll get into your countersuit, that when you tell a father... He sees his daughter being grabbed and kissed forcefully, and she's saying no to you. She's saying no, right?
She was pushing me away like women do, like the women's do in the movies, And
like women do in the movies, okay? So she's pushing you away, and what makes you think the father seeing that isn't either going to knock you out or go grab a gun or a baseball bat and do you in?
Because, as I've said to you, Mr. Henry, I have a great deal of sexual energy. I've got a great deal...
You got a lot of sexual energy, man. What makes you think you're going to take on a father who is looking to protect his own daughter? You understand that brings out quite a bit of ferocity in a man and a woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about if a man or a woman see their flesh and blood, their offspring, their children being attacked, it brings out a ferocity in them. It doesn't matter how big or small they are. It doesn't matter how weak or strong they are. They will take on Godzilla. They'll take on King Kong and most likely win in a fight to protect that child.
Well, I don't think that's true, Ms. Ryan, because if you've ever seen any of the crime, you know, are you kidding? If you've ever seen I just heard about a serial killer where a woman was with her daughter and her daughter's friend. They all three got, you know, decapitated. And
all right, man, I'm not telling, you know what, you apparently don't understand what it is I'm talking about. I'm talking about you standing there on the porch with this girl and you're kissing her aggressively and the father comes out. And he says to you, "What are you doing to my daughter?" And you say to him, "Go inside, old man. You know, you're wilting my permanent," or whatever the hell it is that you said to him.
I told the guy, I told her, I said, "You know, I ought to beat your dad up, but I'm gonna leave." And I leave.
I ought to beat your dad up.
Yes, sir, I did. You can ask her.
Well, you know what? The police have talked to this young lady, and what they got from her was enough information to charge you with sexual battery. You told her that you ought to beat her dad up.
Yeah, I did. I mean, but I didn't want to embarrass him. And that's my turn, and I ran away.
You ran away? You ran away?
Yes, I did run away. I ran away so that she would not be embarrassed. I beat up her dad.
Let me ask you something. Does this girl want to be with you?
It's very, you know, I want to say something. I'm countersuing for sexual battery because she said I was hot. And then I said, all right, let me kiss you. And she won't let me. And I said to her, okay, so I'm not hot? And I didn't have that chance to do that because the police had arrested me. But I told her and I told police, you know that she wants it because of my sexuality and my sexual energy. And I said that I thought she wanted it, and that's why I kissed her when I found out she don't want it. And then her dad came out. That's when I said, okay, you know, I could beat your dad up and probably, you know, get it from you, but I'm just going to leave.
Why did you run?
I ran because I had my car was out on the street. It was late at night. I was afraid it was going to get broken into. I was more interested in my car than anything else.
Yet, you ran because you were interested in your car, what?
Because my car might get broken into.
You know something? I don't believe you.
Well, I didn't come on this program to be called a liar. You know.
Well, you know, I don't believe you. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jason in Riverside, California. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just want to say you live in your own little world, buddy. You know, I got two daughters, and if that happened to me, I mean, that's ridiculous. You live in your own little world. You're making excuses for the actions that you're doing in life. Whatever. You ran because you knew that you were going to go to jail. If she says no, that means no, bud. It doesn't mean, hey, my sexual activity, my sexual prowess means that I can do what I want because she's going to want me. No, you live in your own little world.
No, I'm not living in my own little world. Have you ever seen movies?
You obviously don't have
any sisters. Have you ever seen movies where
the guy... You don't care about women, because if you did, you'd know right from wrong, and what you're doing was wrong.
Have you ever seen
a movie? Yeah, it started with the kiss, but then where else would it have gone? It goes with the kiss, and then what was going on next?
The guy will forcefully kiss a girl. When a guy forcefully kisses a girl and she likes it, it happens a million times on a movie.
Does she like? Well, then maybe you should go on Craigslist and find somebody like that. Obviously, she's pushing away. This isn't a movie.
Even Craigslist.
Keep saying.
I was on a dating service called Coastline Match. I was on it. What's the difference between that and Craigslist? Go on Craigslist.
You
can keep saying that, but that you live in your own little
world. People like you should not be on Earth.
You live in your own little world, man. You live in a world where you don't assert.
I live in a world where people molest kids and guys like you rape women and guys can murder
Maybe
people and it's no big deal and we just shy
you
away from
stop
it.
Molesting kids, man.
That's the world
Quit
that we have
kids.
To live in. That's the world I raised my daughters in because of guys like you.
What? You don't have daughters, man. You couldn't have daughters.
I don't have
it's
daughters.
It's
I'm a 30-year-old man.
Why is it impossible?
Twice and has two daughters, aged 4 and 5. You are ridiculous. You make me sick.
You're the second guy tonight. You're the second guy tonight that's been multiply married, and you got kids everywhere. And, you know, how do you even keep track of them, man? I'm trying to make a young lady happy. Well, I go on a date with her, and I go, you want to have a kiss? And she goes, yeah, no, just like they do in a movie.
What do you mean, just like they do in a movie, man? I don't know what movie you're talking about. I've never seen any movie like that before. Thanks very much for your call. 877, I think the guy might have hung up. 877-876-7445. Give me the movie that you saw, okay?
Sure, you accuse me of lying, and I think you're a liar. You say
I'm a liar?
Yeah, you say you've never seen a movie where guys wheel a girl around. And
I've seen movies like that. Yeah, I've seen movies like that, all from the 1960s and 1950s, where the guy grabs her by the shoulders and says, shut up, and kisses her.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, they don't do that anymore in movies.
Excuse me, but I've seen probably And also, Mr. Henry, at this time, if you've ever seen that guy, Billy Alcala, or for his name, he was a serial murderer, was on a dating game. Okay?
That guy, that Alcala guy, that guy was a serial killer. He was on the dating game. That doesn't endorse a woman being treated the way that you treated that woman. Do you understand?
Well, then why was he on that show?
They didn't know he was a serial killer. They had no idea he was a serial killer. There's got to be some understanding here that even though you want to be a man and she's a woman and all of this great stuff, you have got to begin to treat people with a little bit more respect. You got arrested next time if you force sex on a woman.
I don't, Mr. Henry, I do not have to force sex on no woman. Okay? This woman who told me that I was handsome when we first started going out on a date that night opened a door for me to say, you know, you want to get it. So when she says that I'm handsome, all doors are wide open then.
The doors are open for what? If she tells you that you're handsome, that's a nice compliment. And if you're a man, of course, it's extremely flattering when you're going out on a date with a lady that you find attractive. And
her father being overly, you know, being the way he reacted, that should be illegal.
And illegal for what?
If he came out and butted it in to what I was doing.
Hey, pal, you're on his front porch. You're on his front porch, okay?
That should have been illegal of him butted it in to what I was doing, though, is what I'm saying.
What you were doing on his front porch, his home. Here is Craig in El Paso, Texas. Go ahead, Craig. You're on with Chris Norton on the Phil Henry Show. Man.
Yes.
You're the one who doesn't understand it, Mr. Henry.
No, I understand perfectly. Go ahead, Craig. Sorry.
Thank you. I would like to know if you recall about 20 years ago, the women wearing these buttons that said, if she says no, it's rape. Do you recall those buttons?
Are you asking me? I'm 28.
Yes, I'm asking you.
Well, I'm 28, so I would have been 8. I mean, not really.
So, have you... All right, then let me rephrase it. If someone were to put that button in front of you today, would you think that says, if she says no, slap her?
I think we need to have another button which says, sometimes I like it rough, and a woman would wear it, you know. And
oh, that's all we need. That's all we need, man.
Well, you know it's true. And
I'm not going to go there, because you were talking about real men? A real man knows the difference between a woman that, quote-unquote, likes it rough, and who he's scaring the crap out of, and who is resisting him, and who now has her father out on the porch. Sorry.
There's one further thing. Listen here, pal. There is a difference between liking it rough consensually and liking it rough unconsensually.
You were butting in.
Consent is the issue, which you seem not to understand.
I understand it, sir, but part of making it rough is a woman will say, no, no, you know, and then, yeah. And I was waiting for her to say, yeah.
You know, what makes you think she was going to say yeah?
How do you understand the point when she says yes or no? What if the point never comes when she says yes?
No, it was going to come. That's the point I'm trying to make. It was going to come because she had told me early in the evening that I was handsome. She told me earlier in the evening I was handsome, so she sooner or later was going to say, you know, I want it.
No, man. No.
Yes, Mr. Henry, I don't need advice on women.
Yeah, you do. No. She may think you're handsome. It doesn't mean she wants to have sex with you that night. It might mean she wants to see again, depending upon what kind of times that she had.
Mr. Henry, I don't need advice on women, especially from you and some
nebbish guys. Let's try this a different way.
Your show, okay?
Let's try this a different way. Maybe you'll understand it this way. When you go to prison and your cellmate is coming on to you...
Will you quit breathing into the phone?
Sorry?
And you tell him no, does that mean yes?
When I tell you who?
When you go to prison, where you will be shortly,
right?
And your cellmate wants you and wants it rough. When you tell him no, does that mean yes?
I'm not going to prison, so I think it's irrelevant.
I've got some news for you.
No, come on. You're going to go to prison, so do you say no or yes?
If I'm in prison, then I'm the one asking. Say, yeah, you guys didn't think of that.
right, Craig. Thanks so much for your call.
I fully agree with him there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your call. Wow. If I'm in prison, I'm the guy that's asking, do you want it or not? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. You know, and when I get back on the air with this guy, I'm sure he's going to say, oh, yeah, look at you, listen to you laughing at me, Mr. Andy. You think it's funny? No, I don't think it's funny at all. I think that your attitude and your beliefs, I think, man, you remind me of that Alcala guy, as a matter of fact. You would hope and pray that your understanding of women, Mr. Norton, comes to you in a far more realistic way. You don't want to wind up in a prison cell like this guy was just talking about. We'll be back with Mr. Chris Norton, who has been cited by police for sexual battery. He's countersuing the young lady, saying that she told him he was handsome, so that gave him carte blanche to kiss her, even though she was resisting. Hell, women resist in the movies. And they ultimately go, well, how did he put it?
Yeah, he goes, they go, yeah.
Yeah, they ultimately go, yeah, like they want it. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. And on the line with me, Mr. Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, who was arrested for a sexual battery. He's countersuing the young woman who had him arrested, as well as the dating service that set him up on this date, saying that when she said to him that he was handsome, that allowed him to kiss her roughly. Because basically, you know, women want it that way or something. And I, you know, sir, the question, of course, that I have is, how do you know when? You've heard the other callers ask you that, and you keep saying the same thing. She would have because she told me I was handsome.
Well, I can bring up examples of movies, and I don't know whether you, if you saw Brokeback Mountain, okay? And did you see Brokeback Mountain?
I did not see it. I know what it's about. It's about two men, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, but that doesn't make any difference, because if you just forget about that and think about the scene where in Brokeback Mountain, Heath Ledger pushes away the other cowboy. Okay, he pushed him away, and then yeah, you know, let's do it. Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying. So Heath Ledger felt the sensuality and then gave in. Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying, and yet you won't allow that for it to be me, because I was doing it with a woman, but you allow Heath Ledger to do it because what, he's gay? I mean, that's ridiculous, and yet
I don't understand. So there was an aggressive kiss in Brokeback Mountain, and they get to do it because they're gay.
Yeah, I mean, well, everybody thought it was such a great love story and everything, and I thought, I'm straight, so I'm not gay. So to me, it was, you know, I don't understand a cess there. I don't understand gay cess. I only understand straight cess. But the aggressiveness of the gay cess, how come they get to, but I had this lady on a porch, and her old man comes out, and I've got to, you know, that's it for me. I got to zip, you know, excuse me for saying, but I got to zip it back in, or not that, but... You know,
what do you mean, zip it back in? Were you nude or something?
No, I didn't. No.
All right. You made your point about this so-called aggressive kiss in Brokeback Mountain. 877-876-7445. Here is Chris in Vero Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Mr. Hendry. I can only offer my professional opinion and what I've heard so far. I'm a psychologist, a PhD. Listen to the entire show, sir.
When you say you're a psychologist and a PhD, hold on. When you say you're a psychologist PhD, from where?
From Brentwood University in the UK.
University in the UK.
Brentwood.
So you don't really have it. So in other words, you're not really a psychologist, right?
Yes, sir.
That sounds phony to me.
I'll do it. All right, go ahead. Just drop the psychology, you know, persona and go ahead, sir.
My professional opinion, sir, is that this gentleman is a pathological liar. And it all comes down to
one question you have asked.
It comes down to the one question you've got to ask him. Forget about all the movie stuff, all these answers he's coming up with make no sense at all. You ask him one question. Why did he go running away? And his answer was, he thought his car was going to be broken into. Was it?
Phil Hendry.
That guy's lying. He's not a psychologist. He's my plumber.